Some decisions we make slowly, with a great deal of thoughtful preparation and careful research, but sometimes an opportunity comes up and we just jump in without any thought to the consequences of our actions. One day, out in his parents' barn, commentator Michael Hood jumped.
Here are the pieces of that day so long ago. The first piece is me. I'm 10, male in the prime of my childhood in the deep 1950s. Ruggedly handsome like Sergeant Preston, I like to think. A bit of a handful. Planning on becoming an FBI agent, I'm an impulsive yodeler and an eater of dog biscuits. Then there's my grandfather. None dare call him Grandpa. He has dictated that he be known as Father. We are made to understand this as best we're able. Our dad is Daddy, but our Grandpa is Father, very much, we kids imagine, like the one who art in heaven. He was born in the 1880s and went to Yale and then got the Christian religion. He was an intellectual. He was a Presbyterian without joy. He always wore tweeds and a tie and the vest of a deacon. He was opinionated and stern and ruled his family from the front row pew where he sat each Sunday morning with my grandmother, who looked remarkably like Queen Victoria. They lived over the river and through the woods in another state, and they made occasional visits on our trembling family that lasted weeks. They were doing just that on that day long ago. The third piece of this tale is a 55-gallon steel barrel filled with cracked, dried corn called scratch, which is fed to chickens. It sits in our barn, an innocent enough thing. Few would suspect that it could and would become an instrument of Satan. Who among you have not fallen to innocent temptations of the flesh? Tickles, back scratches, self-induced sneezes, the thrusting of an arm into the bin of beans or lentils at the co-op. The sting of living seems to relent for a few moments while you're thrashing in the dry legumes. It's a kind of deliciousness not usually associated with the grocery store. Consider this before you cast a stone, and maybe you can understand how temptation became too much for me that day long ago. I'd buried my arm into the corn right up to the smallpox vaccination. Without hesitation or moral reflection, I yanked my arm out of the corn, took my clothes off, and got into the corn, up to and including my fat little ruggedly handsome neck. And there I was, naked and totally sensated. Thinking back, that was just about the most sexual act I could perform with my limited hormones and the information I had at the time. Of course, coitus interruptus, who should walk in the barn door? You guessed it, our father. It must have been a sight, my t-shirt and jeans and tennies heaped in a little pile next to the feed barrel and me in it up to my chin. Our eyes met for an hour or two. I finally looked away. He turned and walked out with that peculiar Presbyterian gait that supposedly saves shoe leather, and I knew I was dead meat. I knew instinctively that anything that felt this good must be misbehavior. I quick jumped out of the barrel and put on my clothes. I'd be finding corn in my personal spaces for the next 3 days. I hung around the barn until called for dinner, and as the mashed potatoes were dished and the grace was said, I searched the adults' faces for signs of trouble. My fears were never realized. My grandfather kept taking a breath in one day and letting it out the next, and said not a word to me, nor to my mother, nor to anyone else, as far as I know. It was like it had never happened. I was spared. I never knew why. Did he understand and refuse to deal with the chasm between my burgeoning baby boomer's sexual priorities and his sterner world? Or did he go off for some dignified distance and have a good laugh? I never knew for sure, and I was afraid to push my luck any further by asking. I've never forgotten those lovely moments in that barrel. Many times since, while paying the price for the sensual distractions and complicated personal entanglements that have marked my life, I thought how much easier it might have been if at age 20 I'd just bought a 100-pound sack of pinto beans, filled up the bathtub, and lived my life up to my neck.
Michael Hood is a writer and a cook in Seattle, Washington. He comes to us by way of member station KUOW.